Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Okay, welcome back. We are going to have a special program for you today, and I'm not going to apologize for not saying Happy Veterans Day. If you've listened to me go off, I mean, I don't do it enough. If you want to start having, you know, veterans recognition or anything like that, before you start thanking or saying Happy Veterans Day, what we have to do is we have to at least acknowledge and live up to the contract that the veteran signed up for, because you're talking to somebody or you're listening to somebody who actually signed up and was promised free medical and free dental for life. Now, I know that the emoluments for government, for our, I will say, our public servants, those who have the access to aggrandize and serve themselves, take advantage every day to do so. And so when you start wanting to hold them accountable to say, look, these guys came in on a contract and a promise that they would have free medical and free dental for life, how about living up to those contracts you made? See, the problem is that those contracts weren't made by the Veterans Administration. And so, as we know, the real problem is that the Veterans Administration exists. It shouldn't. I'm sorry, folks that are serving in that. The bottom line is, if you're going to have a Veterans Administration, then it needs to be an administration underneath the Department of Defense, period. And that's because they're the guys that bring us in, they make the promise, and then the ones that, you know, damage us, break us, what have you, in serving liberty. Anywho, as you know, this show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence. And I also want to let you know that this is a special show. I have a former Marine Corps friend that I've, acquaintance actually, but more of a friend. And we go back because our paths have crossed. We served together in Hawaii, and he's the kind of guy that does the right thing. And I would put my faith and my life with him as a Marine and as a man. But I want to tell you that he started up a new business, and I know that he's had, you know, his laser beam life that's had lots of turns, and he's going to tell us the story. But I want you to start understanding that as we build up to the end of the year, because anybody that's listened, at the end of the year, we always go through how to set effective goals so you can make changes to your life that are meaningful. The fact is, we cover this, but the fact is that so few people in America today actually spend any money into their they put money into their savings account. And more people live hand-to-mouth in America than, I mean, it's absolutely obscene. So what we want to do is I'm going to start promoting his business, because what Gary is offering are the financial coaching that we kind of need in life. And I will get into why we need this and so forth, but this is one of the things that I really believe that if you want to help yourself, you have to become financially independent. If you have problems, what have you, I don't want to know about them. We all have problems, and mine are probably, in my eyes, greater than yours, but it's really easy to, when you see actually some other people's problems, you go, wow, people do have it worse than I do. And you know, I can't say that I have it easy. But anywho, as you know, you're listening to the only academic show that provides you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. Don't forget, we've got a Rumble show every Tuesday on Freedom, Not Tyranny. I'm in talking with David Torres, the host, about Constitution things and things that are constitutional. And so as we kind of move forward in these discussions and so forth, I don't know if I'll, you know, constantly be there, but I do know that he appreciates, you know, the understanding and trying to pass the understanding on, that one of the things he's doing is he's translating some of this stuff that we do into Spanish so that people can read it. And I think that that's great. I'm all for that. Anyway, as you know, free Constitution classes at constitutioneducation.us. You don't have to go to Hillsdale College. And if you're looking for hardwood furnishings, says racks, bookshelves, what have you, for your home, something that you know want to outlast you instead of fall apart within a few years, timbernation.com. Radio Dust Covers, they will make anything. It's all custom. Everything that they do is custom at Radio Dust Covers, and they will customize anything, because actually I actually had them cover an entire rack, which goes up to like almost 6 feet up, and you know, all of this equipment, that just instead of getting a cover for each individual item, it was actually cheaper just to get a cover for the rack. There you go. Anyway, I want you to also know we have a comment line, 425-270-5416. So when we go into break, we're going to have the typical promos, but we're not going to go into a back. You won't hear the music, you know, and just to remind you that we have this comment line, 425-270 thing. We'll just go straight into the conversation with Gary. And as a matter of fact, we'll just kind of let him jump into his story. And I think you'll find it interesting, because I think most people can actually relate to this, because as he says, I mean, if you look at divorce and everything else, you will realize that finance is something we actually have to get our arms around, and we actually have to be the master of that domain. We have to become the master of that domain if we want to truly be free and independent. And so, anyway, I will kind of let you, you know, get into the story. But as soon as the story's off, we will go into out to break, you know, the music. And when we come back after, you know, after the break and so forth, I'll just have a few minutes to kind of summarize. But what we want to do is I'm actually going to re-air this at the very end of the year, because I want to remind you that, you know, there are different aspects, you know, like health aspects. Financial health is one of the aspects that we actually have to have goals on if we're going to become successful in everything else we're going to do. Because if you ain't got the finances, how is it that you're going to get the things done that you need to get done, if you understand what I'm saying? So when we come back from the break, and actually in our next show, what we want to do is we've got some marketing that has been kind of sitting there. It's been kind of accumulating. So we'll go into some marketing in our next episode, and which would be Monday. So anyway, we'll go into break now. We'll be back with Gary Smith, and I will let you hear his story. We'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. So, folks, I've got Gary Smith on the line with me, and Gary is actually the Freedom Financial Freedom, or actually, hold on, my mistake, Gary, forgive me, the Fortitude Financial Coaching, LLC, and you're a part of the Ramsey Preferred Coaching, and I guess that's a like an academic level of coaching for finance, or at least a Dave Ramsey Institute or something, because I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. Hey, GR, thanks for having me. I am a Ramsey Preferred Coach, or an RPC. I completed the training through Ramsey Solutions. That qualifies me to be a financial coach, you know, technically. I think that, you know, I've been a, you know, financial coach at heart for many, many more years. You know, so Fortitude Financial Coaching, first part of that title is Fortitude. You know, this is something that takes some courage on the part of the clients that I coach. I think you're probably pretty well aware that finances, you know, in America as a culture is something that's not talked about too frequently. And in fact, you could even say that many times husbands and wives do very little talking about finances together. So when you get to a point where there are challenges in the family and there is a need to work through those issues, then coaches are available, and that's what I do. And, you know, this all started for me. I could go back years, you know, decades, maybe even. I was stationed in Pennsylvania. I used to travel about an hour to work every day, and I used to listen to a show called Money Matters with Larry Burkett. He was a part of Christian Financial Concepts. It was biblical financial principles. I listened to him every day. I agreed with, you know, all of his principles, but it wasn't really too well reflected in my personal finances. I'm not really sure, but at that time, I couldn't ignite this thing. I couldn't let it catch fire, but I knew that I had financial challenges. And then one day he came out with a binder, and this goes to show how long ago it was. You know, you had the cassette tapes. So I got the binder, I got the cassette tapes, I got the forms, I got everything I needed to become debt free. And I received it, and I looked at it, and I was just overwhelmed by this small binder that probably in 2018 I found it again. And I looked at it, and the cassette tapes were never used, and the forms were never filled out, and I realized that, you know, there was something going on here that, you know, Scripture talks about, you know, be doers of the word, not just hearers only. And I can tell you financially, I agreed with biblical financial principles, I wasn't the doer of those financial principles, even when they gave me the how-to guide and the packet and everything. And I never really thought a whole lot about why it didn't ignite with me. But I can tell you that I struggled financially for many, many years. And even to a point where I thought, okay, we're going to transfer finances from one credit card to another. Maybe it's a consolidated loan. And none of these things worked. In fact, the only thing that it made things worse, you know, I get a consolidated loan. Now I have a little bit margin in my budget. Now I have more money to spend. And guess what? You know, my behavior was that I'm consuming this, all my finances on things that depreciate. So I retired from the Marine Corps in 2001. And at that time, the most money I'd ever earned in 20 years in the Marine Corps was about $35,000. Now, I lived on base, so there was an issue with, you know, obviously I didn't pay rent, but $35,000 a year. And I retired with $45,000 in credit card debt. I thought, my goodness, I can't even afford to stay in. I thought, you know, I just need to get that next job. I just need to get that job that pays me more money, and then I'll get this thing figured out. So 2001, I retire, and 2013, I was making a six-figure salary, and I was six figures in debt, in consumer debt, not including my mortgage company.
Right. Wow.
And I'm at this point, I realize you cannot earn your way out of stupidity. You know, so something was missing here. And I discovered what it was. And what I discovered was that I didn't have a big enough reason to get out of debt. My why wasn't big enough. And I learned that the hard way. Because in 2013, my wife of 23 years was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
And immediately I realized I felt very limited in the things that I could do to help, because although we weren't poor, we were broke. And we were trying to find other ways more than standard care of treatment for her cancer, more than just chemotherapy. Right. And we were looking at other things, and we were broke. And so my big why was that, you know, and they say, you know, until you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're just not going to change. Well, I had a big why, and immediately we started to address the income problem that we had, and over the course of the next couple years, we completely eliminated our debt. So unfortunately, my wife passed away in August of 2016. And at that time, we were completely out of debt, and learned huge valuable lessons about life and behavior and relationships at that time. And so I was at a point then after her passing that I was out of debt, but I didn't really know what to do after that. I didn't really know what the next step was. All I knew that I was never going to go back into debt again. At that point, I started focusing on paying off my mortgage. I didn't really understand investing, and that's kind of when I learned about Ramsey Solutions and Financial Peace, and it kind of put the rest of the steps together for me, you know, what the proper way was to invest, how to get kids through college without taking on more debt, and really how to live and give life like I've never done it before. So since my experience with finances has been going on for decades, you know, not knowing how to do it, following the crowd, thinking that debt was something that was what everyone did and that everyone should do, and you know, scripture tells us that the the borrower is slave to the lender. And it is so true that if you have loans, if you have debt, you are a slave to that debtor, because there is nothing like being debt-free and feeling the freedom that comes from being debt-free, knowing that no one else owns you is an incredible liberation.
Right. So I think there's still an acceptable level of debt, such as the purchase of a home, because not everybody ever can get to that level. Not everybody can get to that level of financial freedom, but is that not correct? There are certain things that are kind of okay. We want to own these things, because one of the things I'd learned a long time ago is not just having a savings, but having a savings for disaster. So it was my thought to ensure that we had a savings of income for 1 year, that if something would happen that would, you know, catch us off guard, we had money put away that we could still cover our operational costs and our other costs of what we would have brought in for a year's worth of time to kind of help us get from one bad spot to another. I mean, you can't cover yourself completely financially unless you've, you know, happened to be born in that family, if you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, right. But that's a very impressive story, because what you're telling me is that you finally became the doer when you, and see, that's the power of the seed planted that you heard at the very beginning in Pennsylvania.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, to answer your question about the mortgage,
right?
So I take clients through the process and the baby steps, if you will, and the baby steps include paying off your mortgage. So, right, you know, your home is your greatest investment, and yes, if you can afford to pay cash for a house, then yes, you should. But if the reality is most people can't afford to pay cash for a house.
Right.
But there is a process that we go through.
Right.
And if you're not a homeowner, and you're preparing to purchase a home, then the idea is that we'll guide you through a process that you're going to save for your down payment. You want to do things like avoiding your PMI. You want to, you know, look at your ratios,
right,
and not take on more mortgage debt than your income will permit.
Right. Income to debt ratio, that type of stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah. So I take the clients through a process of the baby steps. And you're right. You know, the very first critical, important thing is saving. Now, we could take a couple steps back and say, you know, through the process that I take my clients through, the first thing we do is we stop investments. Any investments that they're currently doing, we stop. The second thing we do is we create a monthly written budget, a zero budget dollar, where you're assigning a dollar, every dollar a job. You are accounting for every dollar that you're earning. And then we move into baby step one, which is building a starter emergency fund. So a starter emergency fund is an emergency fund of $1,000. And the purpose of this emergency fund is just to buffer, to give you a buffer between an emergency and using a credit card. Because the idea is once we move forward, we're gonna no longer use credit. So baby step one, it's a $1,000 emergency fund. We move into baby step two, where we're paying off all of our debt. And the debt is paid off using the debt snowball method, which is taking your lowest debt or your lowest debt to your highest debt. And we're making all the minimum payments on all of our debt, but every extra dollar is going to destroy that smallest debt. The idea that we go from smallest to largest is because we need the psychological wins. The idea is to change behavior. So in order to change the behavior, we're doing it incrementally. We're going to attack the smallest debt first to give us that win, that psychological win. And then we're going to go to the next debt, and we're going to snowball that until we have all of our debt paid.
So one of the things that I knew back when I retired in 98 from the Marine Corps, and folks, our paths did cross, but I learned that less than 80%, or I should say actually only 20% of the population that had jobs and everything else, less than 20% actually had a savings, any kind of savings. Mm-hmm. Where people were literally living hand to mouth in America, right. Hand to mouth. Right. 80% of the people in America were living hand to mouth. And so I'm guessing that that's even gotten worse today, because discipline and instant gratification is the rule of the day. Or right. Discipline is out the window and instant gratification is the rule of the day.
Yeah, conspicuous consumption, I think, is a good way to put it. You know, keeping up with the Joneses. I want to make sure that I'm clear on the baby step two. Baby step two, when we do the debt snowball, does not include your mortgage. We're going to attack the mortgage in baby step six. We're only talking about consumer debt, credit cards, right. Student loans, got things it. Like that. But you're right. But unfortunately, the statistics haven't changed much. 80% of Americans, 80% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Right. And this isn't a low income thing. This is an every income thing. You know, low income earners, high income learners, 80% of the American population live paycheck to paycheck. 70% statistically are burdened by their debt.
Yeah, so it's a cultural problem. And yes. The interesting thing is, if you look at the Great Depression and the lesson it taught Americans was to not live on debt and to not live hand to mouth, that financial independence was the greatest freedom a person could enjoy, you know, in addition to living in a free country. But I think the one thing that's really important that I probably want to inject is that there, you know, you can go through, as a matter of fact, you could probably identify and, you know, give away the courses, just like you even paid for, you know, some guidance on how to control your spending and debt and budget a long time ago. And so very few people can do it on their own. And it really requires that prodigal son moment where you find that you're you know, in the gutter living, you know, fighting for food with the pigs, when you realize that, you know, you have a mansion somewhere. You could be living a life that you knew, you know, the secret of saving and all these other things could have kept you from this point. And so 9 times out of 10, not everybody has that, I'll call it the fortitude and the self-discipline. This is why coaching is really critical. This is why the same thing that we've learned in, you know, technical businesses and careers and so forth, that mentoring is critical to help people, you know, start learning skills and how to, you know, become more innovative and, you know, that critical eye of, you know, being able to be objective and listening to somebody else. Because, you know, when most kids come to work out of college and engineering and what have you, they already know everything, right? I mean, it's just like them leaving their parents' house saying, I know more than my parents do. They get their education. Now I know more than the world does. And then they show up at work. And this is why assigning mentors is really critical in highly technical fields. And I believe that finance and coaching is very applicable in the same way, especially when you really look at the cultural problem that we have.
Right. So, you know, we learn personal finances from each other, and it is the blind leading the blind. And you can see that in, you know, the keeping up with the Joneses and our conspicuous consumption of buying things that we can't afford or overbuying things that we don't need. And, you know, as far as the coaching is concerned, you can buy the book and read the book And if you have the discipline, that will be helpful. And some people successfully can navigate that. You can go to the seminar. But at the end of the seminar, you know, it has your behavior changed. You know, changing behavior is quite the process. You know, you have this idea of where you want to be. You know, that's one item, and then there is getting to that location. And I see those as, you know, two different mountain peaks. You know, the idea of where you want to be, and the adjacent mountain peak of getting there. Well, in order to get to that other mountain peak, you've got to drop into the valley in order to climb that mountain. And that's where Americans struggle. You know, they get into the valley of darkness, and they start having self-doubt, and they start talking themselves out of it, and they say that they can't do this thing. And I think a great illustration is if you go to the gym on January 1st of any year, it is packed with new members. And all you have to wait is until March to where it starts thinning out again, because the customer is thinking about where he wants to be on one peak. The next peak is what he's going to look like when he gets there, but he dips into the valley of darkness and he quits. and when it comes to, you know, conquering your finances, it's when you get in that valley of darkness that you do positive self-talk. You think about your why. Why am I doing this? And you allow your why to propel you forward. And before you know it, you're out of the valley of darkness and you're starting to ascend that next peak.
Well, so I'm going to basically repeat what I've already kind of mentioned to my listeners. The reason why this is so important, that financial freedom, financial independence, becoming your own master financially, is such a cultural problem that having the coaching and having a guide, because 9 times out of 10, folks, you can't do it on your own. You really need, and you'd be far more successful when you actually invest into a coach. They always say you get what you pay for. And in anything that comes for free, 9 times out of 10, everybody will marginalize it. They discard it. They just don't take care of the stuff that we give you for free. And the proof is that when you start paying, that means you're committed in paying for a coach, going down this path. That means you're committed. And when people actually start doing that, then they actually start putting more skin in the game, because they're committing money to this. And if you really believe that, if you believe in the principles of this financial freedom, then you have to get yourself on that road, and you need somebody to keep you on that road, because it's too easy to start wandering. Because as Mr. Smith just pointed out, you can easily find yourself in that dark spot, or as you're walking down this road, then there's this shiny object over to the side, or, you know, this little a tributary. You go, oh, let me take this road down here because this looks interesting. And next thing you know, you've got right back into your bad habits. We allow ourselves, because we just don't have the discipline. I tell kids all the time that when they think that they're stronger than anything else, and they start taking drugs or whatever addictive behavior they get involved in, they think that they're strong enough to overcome that addiction. And evidence proves that there's very few supermen in our society, that very few people can actually get out of the addictions, get out of these problems, or get into a disciplined space. That's why some of us joined the Marine Corps. So, because we could get discipline out of the military, whereas a lot of military, they just don't discipline you. And so discipline is huge. It's important. It is a distinguishing difference, and it is a means to an end. Discipline is a means to an end.
Yeah, I've always said that before I found Jesus Christ, the Marine Corps saved me. And I think in so many ways it's true that it gave me, that discipline that I needed in my life at that time. So you were talking about coaching payments or the costs associated with coaching. Here's the great thing, I think. So the idea for me, it's not just helping people get out of debt. It is the next great thing, and that is helping them build wealth. To me, that's what it's about. It's about getting out of debt. It's about building wealth, and it's about changing your life. You know, it's about living, being able to live and give like no one else. So the idea around, you know, coaching costs, if you think about it, any cost associated with coaching, once you start investing, I'm telling you, that money, that cost associated with coaching will come back to you many, many times over. So we stopped off at baby step three. Uh-huh. So I think we stopped off at baby step two. Baby step two was paying off all your debt minus your mortgage. Using the debt snowball method. Baby step three, we're now going back to the emergency fund, the starter emergency fund. And now we're going to fully fund our emergency fund with 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. After funding the emergency fund, now this is where we want to be, and we're going to start focusing on investments. If you recall, I mentioned that at the very beginning, we stop investing.
Right.
We pay off all our debt.
Right.
We build the emergency fund. And now it's time to start investing. And we're going to do baby steps 4, 5, and 6 together. So we're going to invest 15% of our income. And generally speaking, we're going to do that through our employer's 401k, 403b, or whatever retirement plan that they have. So it's investing 15%. The idea is that the investments are through growth stock mutual funds. And the first thing that we're going to go for is the company match. The next priority is going to be Roth. And the third one would be traditional. That's baby step four. Baby step five is preparing your kids for college. We look at different strategies depending on, you know, how many children, how old they are. Obviously, if you start it early, you can start an education savings plan when they're young. Maybe you have a junior, a senior in high school, and there's not a whole lot, not many opportunities or things that you can do financially while they're in, a junior, a senior. But the idea is that there are always strategies that we can use to be able to get your child to go to college or get further their education, whether it's in college or whether it's a technical school, without taking on debt. You know, maybe, you know, your senior in high school, instead of, you know, going to Harvard, he's going to community college for a couple of years. Maybe he's going to have a full-time job in order to fund, you know, his college. You know, statistically, it has been shown that students that work full time make better grades than students that don't. So that's baby step five. Baby step six is paying off the mortgage. Once the mortgage is paid off, you're in baby step seven, where you're living and giving like no one else.
Well, there you go. Because that is where you've finally reached your independence, where there's now you actually can be. And this is where the framers kind of understood this, that being your own bank was critical. And back in those days, they basically were their own banks, but because there was such a lack of currency to float around in America, most people don't know this, that they had cash crops. And so, you know, that tobacco was the same thing as currency back then. But anyway, having the ability, because Thomas Jefferson, I don't know if you knew this, but Thomas Jefferson was probably the biggest spendthrift out of all of the framers. And the day he died, the creditors foreclosed on his estate. Anyway, anywho.
Yeah, and I think Benjamin Franklin once said, I'd rather go to bed starving than to wake up in debt. Our scripture, I think Proverbs 6, King Solomon says about debt let no sleep come to your eye, no slumber to your eyelids, to flee like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. In other words, the king most noted for his wisdom is to run from debt as if your life depends on it.
Right. Yes. So I don't have much else to add. I mean, it's a very interesting story. It's a very compelling story because I believe most people listening have been in that same situation. And unfortunately, the majority of the people listening, because statistics prove this, have not learned their lesson. And so we can continually, what do they call the definition of insanity? Right. Continually doing the exact same thing over and over again and expecting different results. And so this, and I think the service, because one of the things that also really, is very impressive is the fact that you're not here to try to make a lot of money. You're in a position where you're really trying to help people. And I think that's your, focus.
Yeah, and I said it. I was at a ribbon cutting ceremony for the Chamber of Commerce earlier, and I'd mentioned in that conversation that I consider myself part of the Great Resignation of 2020, 2021, where I left corporate America to do something that I'm passionate about. To show people that there is hope. That you can do this, that you can get out of debt, you can build wealth, that you can live, a debt-free life. And honestly, I think, that is a true definition of freedom.
Right.
And to be able to experience it is something that, is just hard to describe until you're there.
Right. And believe it or not, I'll just kind of wrap up with this, that when I do my show, every year when we come up to the Christmas, period and New Year's, right before New Year's, I try to provide everybody the fundamental basics and how to create effective goals so that people can actually, succeed in the things that they want to do. Because if you don't know how to do it, and you don't know how to execute, then the reason why you've never done it is because you just don't know how to actually create that map of how to get from point A to point B. And so I go through that every year, and I do that to try to help people as well, because I believe that when we help, especially the best part of our society, which are the patriots, those people who embrace and support and want to defend liberty, the individual liberty of everybody, then we're really helping society in doing that.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think that, the first thing that they need to do is to unshackle themselves and their family from debt. So that be a patriot, become debt free, live a debt free life, live different from everybody else.
Right. And so many patriots complain about the corporations and bankers of how they own America. Well, you're only contributing to that with your lifestyle.
Agree.
Right. And so if you really want to walk the walk and talk the talk, and do it all, then you have to become independent. So
completely agree, 100%.
So, Mr. Smith, I'm so thankful to, you know, have this acquaintance and our previous acquaintances and everything else. I'm really thankful that you took the time to tell this story, because I want people to understand who it is that I'm promoting, because, again, this is not about any financial gains or anything else. I find patriots and we bring them in and I want to promote them. And so, as I tell my listeners all the time, these are not paid advertisements. And so thank you for the service you're doing. And I know, and hopefully you'll actually garner some real gains and stories in helping people become independent.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure, and I do appreciate you, GR.
No problem. It's a pleasure to serve with you. Thank you so much. And folks, as soon as we come back after the break, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more of what we're going to be doing in our next few episodes. Thank you so much, and thanks again, Mr. Smith, for joining us.
My pleasure.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. All right, well, so I hope you enjoyed the interview, and actually, I hope you found it informative. And hopefully, for those of you who are at that point, because, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, what you're doing, and where you are financially. And really, until you're at that point where you go, I have to make these changes. Because, as a matter of fact, with the reset coming and everything else, I would think more and more patriots would say, what do I have to do to get out of debt? And don't necessarily listen to that devil on your shoulder to say, well, there's not really that much I can do, so I might as well just, you know, buckle up for the ride. Don't take a defeatist attitude like that. Okay. Now, what are we going to be doing coming up? As I said, on Monday, we're going to get into some marketing. I don't know how far that'll take us, but we will get there and we will get through some marketing. Now, one of the things that we need to cover is the Monroe Doctrine, because we just covered the Missouri Compromise. So what I want to do is cover the Monroe Doctrine, because obviously Monroe did some bad things, like allowed the Missouri Compromise to go forward, but he also created this Monroe Destiny. And also, we cannot forget the fact that it was Monroe that actualized on Jefferson's plan of, you know, freeing those freedmen, the blacks who were free in America at the time, a passage to Liberia so that they could basically repatriate them back to Africa, understanding the dynamics and the relationship, the racism that would become the natural byproduct on both sides. And so Jefferson had this plan of doing it. Madison tried and wanted to do it, but his hands were kind of tied. So when you look at Monroe, Monroe was really the first president that actually had some free time, some latitude. And what I mean by that is he wasn't dealing with a hostile British Navy and British government, as Madison did and dealt with, basically cleaning up the Revolutionary War. Because really, the Revolutionary War didn't end until the Treaty of Ghent, which is, what, 1815, 1814, something like that. Anyway, anywho. So we want to cover that. Then we want to cover Manifest Destiny. And the reason we want to really cover Manifest Destiny, just just so you kind of understand this goal, I believe the spirit of globalism and the spirit of the reach, not necessarily just nationalism, but this spirit of taking liberty to everywhere. But the problem was that the leadership was not at the level it needed to be because, because I believe that those people in leadership had short eyes. And what I mean by that is they couldn't focus, you know, the long distance. They couldn't realize that America now had an opportunity because actually they had already tried by the Manifest Destiny time. And I want to say it was around Monroe's time. I have to look it up again. But it was around this time when, and it was after Monroe, but it was around this time when I believe America basically reached out to Mexico and said, would you like to become a state in the United States? And because I know it was after the Missouri Compromise, and it was as Mexico was leading up towards their Revolutionary War, and when they finally claimed independence, you know, what to do with Mexico. It was around 1830-something. Anywho, and it may have been Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson, again, may have had, and I think did have his short eyes. And as a matter of fact, Andrew Jackson had really short eyes when it came to a lot of the things because he caused problems. As the president of the United States, he failed to really support his oath. The only good thing that I can think of in his presidency was the fact that he was able to veto in following Madison and Monroe's efforts in vetoing the Department of Transportation bill from Congress. Anyway, as we talk about this Manifest Destiny, we'll kind of, you know, get into this globalism, because I've talked about this before. I think we need to be in a position today to where, as the President of the United States and Congress, we need our national government to actually start looking at completely annihilating the UN and completely annihilating tyranny throughout the world. Because and we know most people want to enjoy liberty, but they're not able to. And if they knew that they could become a part of the United States in a long transition of what they'd have to do, there's no doubt in my mind they'd be willing to do it. We'll get into that when we get into the Manifest Destiny Doctrine. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution.